This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah, I don't know. It didn't seem like she knew who I was talking about.
She's married to a drummer.
Yeah. Yep.
She knows who Dave Grohl is.
I don't know. It seemed like she didn't.
Really?
Yeah. It's all right, though. You know, not everybody knows who Dave Grohl is.
Well, you'd think, though, that, you know, even Tommy Iger would be like, Dave Grohl references for the guy who turned drumming into mountains of money.
Mm.
Like, that's the epitome of...
Right.
Not the opposite of Tommy, because Tommy has money, too, but you know what I mean.
Right, he's the, you know...
Who didn't know who Dave Grohl was? Aaron?
Yeah, so my friends, Tommy and Aaron. But I don't think, you know, she wasn't, like, she didn't grow up in the music... world, and
she's an educational.
Yeah, she's like a vice principal.
Yeah. Like,
anyway, the reason we said that is because I got the video of her son who performed at
his graduation. We watched it.
And he comes into the shot, and I'm like, I don't even recognize that kid. Where'd all that hairdo come from?
And my friend Erin said, which one is your son? Because she hadn't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
And I go, he's the Dave Grohl looking one in the front row. And she's like,
I still don't.
I go, second one from the left.
Another hint, please.
Yeah. I was like,
Bob, I need to buy a
yeah,
valve.
Exactly. Can you give a little bit more?
No, and I just said to Vinny, I go, I don't think she knew who Dave Grohl was, so.
That's weird.
Well, not everyone knows who he is.
I'm trying to find, speaking of Tommy Iger, I bought his book.
Book?
Yeah, Tommy's got a book?
I bought it.
I didn't know that.
Groove Essentials.
Oh.
Hmm.
And
is it about music?
I bought it. Yes, it's about drumming. Groove Essentials, Tommy Iger 1.0, the play along. And I go, hey, got your book, whatever. He goes, oh, my God, are you learning the drums? I'm like, no. I bought it. I'm going to have him sign it, and I'm going to keep it here.
Tommy is going to review the movie tomorrow with
Tomorrow, Homer. Right.
I'm not sure so I'm thinking, which one they...
You know what? Maybe we'll throw it off to Color 9 or something like that tomorrow, and he can sign
a great idea.
It, and then we'll give it to someone that
text
they
text him
can
that. Win. Tell him to bring in a copy.
No, I have the copy.
Oh,
so he... Yeah,
you're
I
not
bought
gonna
it.
Keep it. I see.
Well, no, because I'm not a drummer, but I thought I'd use it for something for our show.
Oh,
so
I
we
see.
Can do that.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so where were we? Let's do the Third Eye Blind
yes.
giveaway here. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Third Eye Blind at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium this Saturday. That's just a couple days from now. Plus a pair of meet and greet passes. You can meet the band. It's going to be super fun. Have a little hangout and rock out mm-hmm. with Third Eye Blind. It'll be super fun. And if you're calling number 9, they're yours. Nicole's answering the phones. 800-400-3697. Jon Stewart was on TV yesterday. He was on C-SPAN.
He crawled out from under a rock.
He did. And this is what outrage looks like. He was pissed. So he was set up to address Congress regarding the 9/11 first responders health care fund, which has been allowed to basically run out of money. So he's there with a ton of first responders from 9/11 who have cancer, who have respiratory problems since that day. These are all people who rely on this fund. And he freaked out because Congress didn't bother to show up. Do you have a little of the audio? It goes on.
Reactions?
It is extremely difficult to watch. Did you see any of this yesterday?
No.
There's quite a lot of it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, these are, and then all of these 9/11 responders also spoke.
They did speak. Okay, good.
Yeah, so, you know, they need this money to continue to get their health care, and Congress just didn't bother to show.
Well, they say Congress doesn't show up to most of these things.
Well, isn't that...
Like, where are these folks?
Isn't that wonderful?
Where are they? On their yachts?
Yeah, I guess so.
In their mansions?
Sure. Raising money. As they panned over to the seats that were supposed to be occupied,
yeah.
It's a long row of empty seats.
Horrible.
Well, it looks like they got the right guy to speak in front mm-hmm. of the camera, and hopefully they get the action necessary to fund...
Let's hope so.
Their health care.
He's long been a fighter for this. he's
advocate,
done,
right?
Yes, absolutely. It was just heartbreaking to see. And he is at one point, there's like, oh my God, I think he's crying. I mean, you can hear the catch mm-hmm. in his voice there, but it was tough to watch.
That our government tends to ignore because they don't seem sexy or easy to run on. You can't put it in front of people who go, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's their
Pepsi
job,
Pepsi in the drinking fountains, you know? Like, I mean, it's just it's hard to vote for things that cost money. Mm-hmm. And so people don't bring it up and don't talk. And so he's doing it. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that passionate speech gets it done.
Hopefully it'll
and
matter.
Quickly.
Right.
Because I do feel there's a lot. You know what I want to ask? Not to be getting off of this because this is important and I hope.
No, it's
that
fine.
That's...
I just wanted you to hear the passion and the embarrassment.
We often get to talk to Gavin. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's come up, and then it disappears, and it comes up, and it goes away, is that something they call the pension tsunami here in California. And it's about the people who have worked in jobs like this, but also get to tap out after 20 or 30 years to a pension and sort of go into another career.
Right.
Apparently, as the story gets told, there's so many people who are expecting the money from the work they've done, and it's not there.
Right.
And it's going to be California's going to owe. And we have a surplus right now, apparently. Mm-hmm. You hear that,
right?
You read
that.
I don't get to
see it. Well, programs like that should be shored up. If these people have worked and been promised this thing, and that was part of why they signed on to do the job in the first place, then that's what we owe them.
And so I'd love to
change
ask
it
Gavin
for the future,
about it. Maybe he knows. I sure don't.
Right. Me either. Well, next time we talk to him, if we ever do. We haven't talked to him since he's been the governor.
Yeah, I've asked him a few times to come on.
I assume he's busy, Uzi.
Obviously he is. You know. I was grateful enough that he said happy birthday to our Vinny.
Yes.
He didn't say happy birthday. He wouldn't give me the, he said no to whom it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not to you though, Vin.
Not to Vinny.
Okay.
Look at you guys beaming.
Oh, I sent Vinny the picture that my girlfriend took as I'm filming my son at his graduation yesterday. There's my son.
I want to see that one.
All right, I'll send you that one too.
You look great too.
Thank you. You like my little strappy?
Yeah,
I can't wait to see
you look
that.
Great.
Let's talk about weed.
Okay.
Let's talk about weed, baby.
We have
talked about weed.
Yep. My weed is smoking to the
legalize
cone.
It
I smoke two
and I will advertise
I
it
joints.
Love him,
yeah,
legalize it
and I will advertise it. Is that Peter Tosh?
So
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I told you this. I can't remember when we first heard this story, but he is coming up with this whole Mike Tyson's Weed Ranch. It's called, I think it's just called the Tyson Ranch. It's here in California, and it's not a farm. It's a place for you to camp or stay in luxury accommodations and learn about weed.
Oh.
It's got glamping.
Like a workshop.
I didn't mean to say camping. I meant to say glamping.
Okay.
It's that, you know, glamorous camping. You know, where you got a bed and a tent all set up for you, like
sounds
a tent cabin.
Awesome.
So it'll have a luxury hotel, retail stores, an amphitheater for concerts, and facilities for glamping. So, in fact, I have a layout here. Let me see if I can find you the... Here's the site plan, Benny. This is just part of it because it's 400... By the way, is it just me? It's 418 acres. Can we not round that up to 420? Can we not round that to 420?
That's funny.
I feel like
you're right.
You're at 418. Find two more acres to put in there.
Right.
You know
who's the source?
GQ.
Well, there you go.
They're being way too exact. They need to put 420 in their dummies.
It's not 9 inches. It's 8¾, Sarah.
What is?
What is?
Anything that GQ would report on.
Oh. Anyways, there's also a place there called Tyson University where you can learn cannabis cultivation techniques from experts. They're built. Here's another thing. Like, this is going to be a fun place to hang. And you can smoke while you're there. Although they're not, it's not a big grow farm. I guess there are greenhouses and you learn about cultivation and stuff. But they're also building the world's longest lazy river. It apparently takes 1 hour to float the whole length.
That sounds fun.
I know. Imagine that. You get stoned and then you get in your inner tube and then you float for an hour down the lazy river.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
The river isn't there.
I think that that's just the developed part of the 418 acres.
Oh, okay.
So it must be elsewhere because I was looking for it as well.
Do they have, don't they have one of those floaty rivers in Vegas?
Probably.
I think one of the big hotels has it.
I love lazy rivers.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the most fun. We've done a lot of river float trips and they're super fun. You know, you just let the river take you.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you take a couple rips.
Sure.
And get in a little inner tube and just float.
Yeah. I've never done it with the rips. I had my kids with me, so I was watching out for them.
Uh-huh. Well, but I mean, for
these days, maybe I'd try it.
For this purpose, I can see why they'd do that.
Yeah.
Sure. Get high and then just.
Let's go on the lazy river again.
Hand me a can of beer. I'll be back in an hour.
Guests will be able to smoke everywhere at this Tyson Ranch, except where liquor is served. That is apparently the law. If you serve liquor somewhere, you can't also serve weed. And if you serve weed, you can't also serve liquor.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It's probably within walking distance, right?
Yes.
From one to
probably.
The
right.
Yeah. I'm going to hit this over here, walk over there and get
but
my
who
beer.
Who doesn't know from their own experience that after some drinks, pot can just wipe you out?
Yeah, right. It's actually,
night's over.
It's better to choose one or the other. There's no question about it. Yeah. Although I will say that it's better for me personally. This was just my experience. In the olden days, it's been years, I would be high and then you could have a drink. But if you're already a couple drinks in, like when anything sounds like a good idea, oh yeah, let's do that. That sounds great.
Right.
Sure.
Agreed.
That's when you shouldn't. If weed seems like a good idea because you're wasted, it's the worst idea. It'll just floor you. It just ruins everything.
Like I just said, I was talking like a normal person, which I'm not. But, you know, have a couple bong rips, grab a can of beer and float the river. Now you're on to something.
Right.
Me, I can't do that.
Yes.
Well, how am I going to get? I need a raft for my 12er and a raft for me.
Yep. They need to be tied together. Right. I can't be separated from my raft of beer.
It's so stupid, but yeah. You know.
Also, is this river cold enough to keep those things
right? Chilling? I've got to ruin everything, but the rest of you, I'm sure, will have a blast.
Yes, it'll be great.
You can't get your joints wet. You know,
oh, no.
Waterproof.
Those vape pens would work, though, right?
Well, not if you get it wet. Because right. There's a battery there.
Maybe you could put it into like a
waterproof pouch
that's attached to the
right.
Oh, God. So much work.
So forget about all that. We're all down in the minutia. Let me ask you this. Is this thing going to work?
You know,
look at this.
It looks.
He's well on his way. They have tons of laboratories.
Yeah,
and
it's an enormous
greenhouse. Where is this? Did you say exactly where?
I don't know where in California. Can you see if you can find it? Tyson University.
I'm looking at three
Tyson Ranch.
Different article. By the way, Yahoo calls it, how much did you say, 420 or 320?
418.
420. Oh, funny. 420.
Right.
Yahoo calls it. Sorry, I didn't catch that. I'm not a weed smoker.
That's
anymore.
What I'm saying. Like, so grab two more acres
Yahoo
somewhere.
Yahoo says 420.
Oh, Yahoo is saying 420. So yeah. They are rounding up. Yeah. Yeah, right. GQ, you need to round up. I mean, come on. So no weed is no, I should say no like mass production weed is going to be grown on the premises. But I'm looking at those greenhouses and those look like that's pretty big. And a lot
well,
of weed plants in there.
Mass production is probably considered a certain
right.
tonnage.
However many acres are covered.
Right.
They're actually saying that the weed that you'll be able to smoke there will be provided by weed retail companies, which I think means Mike Tyson's weed retail company because Mike Tyson is in the weed business. It's going to complement his cannabis company, Tyson Holistic Holdings, which he created in 2016. It sells marijuana strains, edibles, merchandise. So,
oh man, he might be the next billionaire at one point, unless it flops.
Well, he invested in it, and let's hope he didn't invest everything because if it does flop, and there's a good chance it will,
he's screwed.
Yeah,
Finney, it is called Desert Hot Springs, also known as DHS, is a city in Riverside County. The city is located within the Coachella Valley.
Oh.
So it's right out there.
That's got
to
be good growing
to
weather.
As Desert Empire.
So much out there. And the building, that's where my mom's probably, I think, that's where she's at or close.
She's
to
close
it.
To Riverside.
It's pretty far from Riverside, though. I mean, far enough. You see this map here?
Oh, you're pretty far inland.
Are they gonna have water out there?
It's far east.
You know, they say that weed doesn't need all that much water. It's like, it's good to...
Well, that lazy...
Good to stress it.
River does.
You want those floods to be...
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Lazy river. That must be a pool. It must be like a long concrete flume.
Just recycled water.
Just right, that gets recycled. It's got to be. Because they can't possibly count on a river to be running
okay.
in the desert.
So my mom would be way south of where we're talking about right now. Not way, but, you know.
Right. But out that far?
Temecula, yeah. Temecula is way south of Riverside. Trippy.
He's building his cannabis empire, but Mike Tyson also hosts a podcast called Hot Boxing. Get it? Because he's, you know.
Right.
He's a boxer, and hot boxing is when he pulls the
windows
in the
car. Nice, I like it. Mm. Well, I like it the way you say it.
The thing that's trippy is hot he's boxing. Supposed to be a sober guy.
Yeah, well, maybe he doesn't drink. I don't know.
I mean, that's from what I understand. He's someone who had a major coke problem.
Right. So maybe he's sober from cocaine, but not the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
Well, I will say that I had a problem
with
cocaine.
Which is not really sober, right, Vinny? That's not the.
I didn't have a problem with anything else. Like.
Well, look, you're someone who you're surprisingly good. Like. But you've even said yourself, I have to write notes after a night of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I have to calm down. I'm drinking too much.
Right.
You've said that many times on this show, and I've always admired that you can dial it back because the truth is most people can't. They don't.
Right.
That's the true sign of someone who's got a problem is they can't just go, I'm going to cool it.
Yeah. And have that actually happen.
And still be able to partake
right.
without.
Going
yeah,
overboard.
Listen. I'll tell
yeah,
you something.
That's a trip. Because
it's been
that's
a long time since I had to write an apology letter because I do. I'm telling you, this effing water method. Listen, people hear the water method, they think, oh, you down a glass of water between drinks. No, you drink that glass of water as though it was your
like
drink.
Like it's a drink.
It takes you 45 minutes to drink your glass of water. That's what you have to do. You have to, you know, and it sucks because you're drinking water. But then you're like, oh, as soon as I'm done with this, but you can't. It's not about downing it.
That's the definition of someone who's got control, though, because like hell I'm doing that.
Right. Well, the thing is, that keeps your buzz steady. And then you can even taper it off, and at the end of the night, you're basically sober.
Right.
It's nice.
Drunks can't do what you're doing there.
And still had a good time, right?
Oh, I'm going to have a good time no matter what.
Anyway,
people
good
make,
for him.
People
it
make
sounds,
me laugh. Yeah, this place.
That desert, they're building out into it, and it's, I don't know why someone hasn't said, water, you know?
Yeah.
But if you go out there, I was just down there. They're building.
Everywhere.
Homes. Well, they've slowed down. Actually, it's funny. It's clear they sort of hit that point where there's, the buying has slowed down.
Right.
And the people building have had to stop.
Right. And it's, you know, I assume that there'll be more booms in the future, but
yes.
Water is the question out there. I hope to God that these new developments that are out there are A, covered in solar panels. There's no excuse for not putting a solar panel on any new build anywhere on Earth. Put
the
a solar panel on
the answer is no.
You're
the answer
kidding
is no,
me.
They're not. Covered.
And then rain, there should be giant cisterns that collect rain. That's just what there should be. And that should at least be what you use on landscape and maybe even to flush toilets with and stuff. It just seems like a total no-brainer. But, you know, I'm not in civil engineering, so what the hell do I know? Okay, I am fully out of time. I had no idea it was so late. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, not what I've been looking at for the last 2 minutes, which is a map. Sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. You want them? We got them. I know. And Jane has them all week at 4 o'clock, too.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft San Francisco. Celebrate Floracraft's Red Tag Sale with 50% off the best brands of carpet, hardwood, appliances, and more. Go to floracrafthome.com. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the heat wave.
Oh, yeah. Why is this half? Can we make... I am so hot. I'm melting.
So everything I read was that yesterday would be cooler than the day before.
Hello.
That we'd peaked on Monday and Tuesday was going to be a slight come down.
Yeah.
And in fact, that was not the case.
And can I ask a question?
Sure.
I have never left my house ever in the 23 years I've worked here. And it's been... over, I think the highest ever was like 67. And that was the day or two ago. It was 70 degrees when I left my house this morning at 4 in the morning. Have you guys ever had as hot a temperature as you have when you got in your car this morning?
No.
No, I have a garage.
I haven't.
So.
Oh, good.
I have a garage, too. I felt like I had to turn the AC on.
I know. I ran with my window down the whole way. I'm like, this seems wrong.
Felt good, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
All I can say at this point is that we're being told things are supposed to cool down.
Today.
But I've been told, I was told it was supposed to cool.
Right.
I mean, not cool,
but
cooler than the peak, which was Monday. And yet.
Out the window here, this is the first day of real cloud cover this week. Like that is, I mean, I'm seeing the sun coming in sort of horizontally, but I'm looking, there's no clear sky. So hopefully. It's coming down. Oh, my God. If we could just be. Yeah. If we could just be in the 80s today, that'd be reasonable. Yikes.
Anyway, I'd love to tell you some news, but I told you news yesterday and it was all wrong.
Oh, what happened?
I said it was going to cool yesterday and it did not.
I thought you were talking about news in
general. No, weather-wise, I'm just saying it. I can't. I'm not even going to go there. Yesterday was supposed to be cooler. It was hotter. Today's supposed to be cooler. We'll see. Fingers crossed. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Hopefully the news is better because,
I'm looking at the next week thing, too, here. It says that the temperatures are going to come up again next week. It's supposed to cool down by the end of this week, and then, although it hasn't. Yikes. Just some relief would be great.
I know. We had dinner at the supermarket yesterday.
Dinner at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Because it was nice
El
and cool.
Bundy style, yeah. They have a little court area.
Yeah.
And so we went.
I love those.
Yeah, you know, like Whole Foods. It's the Knob Hill by our house. So we got salads and then just went over and sat there. Didn't want to go home.
So hot.
It was just so hot.
Will you?
And then we sat there and talked about your kids.
Aw.
All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Yuzi. Mm.
Sarah has two kids now that are both out of high school.
I know. It's unbelievable.
You have college age kids.
Yep. I don't know how it happened.
You blinked.
I blinked my eyes. And they
don't blink, people.
I don't blink, everybody. It goes really fast.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty
look at Brittany.
Vinny.
He's got a...
Vinny? Oh, yeah. Brynn's kid
got
is
a,
in
he's almost a college age guy, too.
Is he coming home for summer
break?
Yeah,
he's home right now.
Oh. And what's his plan? Is he working?
No, he's hanging out with the family until he leaves. He's crazy, though.
Wait, is this his second year of college?
It will be, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's not going to work anything?
And you got a two-year-old.
On top of that, he's not working, but he bought a dog.
Wow.
He bought a dog?
To take to the dorm?
That seems like a great idea.
I was like, what? But, you know, he's...
So you
19
got, so
now,
you have a new dog.
So what do? You know, I'm like...
Not buy a dog.
I had to lecture him and say, this is a lot of responsibility. You know, you want to take care of Toddy for a few days so you can feel, you know, how, you know, you have to walk around and pick up his poop. You got a lot of studying to do. How are you going to balance that? And, of course.
Vet bills.
He had all the, you know, well, I'm going to, don't worry, I'm going to do this and I'll make sure that I get to my, I'm like, oh, man.
Does he live in an apartment
now?
Yeah,
what's he going to do?
He's got his own place?
He has his own place so he can take care of the dog.
God.
But it's just college. You know, you want to be able to relax and study when you need to.
You want to be untethered and
right,
you want to
Vinny.
Travel when things come up without going,
go with
I got to figure
for the
out.
Weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's that point where you're like, I can't tell him no.
Well, he's already got
20s
it, right?
Are going to be anchored to a dog.
Well, even
so
before,
that's
great. He was consulting with me about it, and I told him it wasn't a good idea, but I can't say you can't.
Right, he's
he already wanted
would,
it, and
but...
he's super excited about it. So,
you know what?
So, Vinny, don't blink.
Yeah. Oh, it's already happening. My first kid's about to turn 6.
I mean,
she's you know 5 months away, but yeah. Still.
It's right
she's
there.
She's going to turn 6.
And acting way older than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's and got she's, things dialed down.
She's a little lady, too. It is mm-hmm. It is so riveting to watch how some people, it's nature.
Yeah.
It's in her. It's yeah. not something that she's been. I always thought women who grow up very girly learn that from their moms because I didn't know better. I had only brothers. I'd never seen how that works. It's just in her. Mm. The nail polish.
It's just so interesting to see like who these
makeup.
People, because they're their own person.
Right.
You do have an influence on them. I think, you know, morality and
sure.
the right and wrong. But you don't get to dictate who they are mm-hmm. as people, really. Like, pink.
There was rows of people, and as... your wife and Isla and the baby were taking pictures. Isla was all blah, blah, blah. And they go, okay, get ready. And Isla would just pose immediately.
She's
and then
so...
the next two people, da, 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 pose. Like, me and Alden
She's
are watching
in, yeah.
this girl and like, look at that. That's amazing. She's
and
her
it's,
own person.
It's exactly.
That's great that she's her own person.
Yeah.
In her. It's not something her mom has been...
instilled or
right,
worked on.
In fact, her mom's a runner. Her mom wants to be in her running shoes, not heels. So there's... whatever. And we... what
well, it'll
we
be interesting
think
to
got,
see what she does.
If I had to guess, I think... I don't really like this term, but it's a term her mom used at the dinner table 2 days ago or something. Her mom's like, I think the alpha's the baby.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, I think we're going to watch these roles flip because Hulk baby is is aggressive.
Second kids are often the ones who rule the roost.
Why?
It's a trip.
You feel the need?
Because the first one, you know, with your first baby, you're so careful and you know, you're so concerned and the kid is just used to. And then the second baby, you're just like.
A little bit
they
freer.
Live, you know, you're a little yeah. freer, right? They don't get the same kind of attention. The two faces just on them at all times. And they're just like, I don't know, it's an attention thing sometimes. And it's just like a, I'm not putting up with this crap thing sometimes.
Watch
like,
this.
Like, it's funny. I wonder if she'll be really girly or if she'll be more of a tomboy.
No,
I
think that we've got, she's not careful. She's
danger girl.
I've caught the baby just going head first off of stuff. And you go, what is in this? This kid's going to break her
She's
own neck.
She's got a little Vinny in there.
Maybe. Well.
And then he'll yawn.
We're even like, I think we've got some. We tapped into some Uncle Keith in here.
Uh-oh.
Anyway. Based on many of the texts we're getting, I think everybody's living that through the experience you're living right, or a lot of people are, which is there's a lot of graduations happening right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so...
And it's hot.
Right. Let me go to this real quick. A couple sports notes, if I could. The Stanley Cup Game 7 is tonight. So it's now just down to winner take all. It's in Boston. It's the Bruins versus the Blues. We'll see.
Go
Begins
Bruins.
Begins at 5 o'clock. Another quick sports note, because the Warriors don't play again until tomorrow night, but they've applied for new logos. And so if you're really invested in the Warriors, you'll...
And
they're
logo?
Saying these are European trademarks, but with the team moving to a new stadium, you can expect that a big part of that will be marketing.
Rebranding.
Branding. Merchandising.
Sell some stuff.
And so some of these logos, if you're interested, are online now. You can find them. One of them is this W, which I like.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's super clean.
Is that...
Another one is... So...
Is it still going to be the same colors, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Because that's... Is that just black and white version of it?
Yeah, that's just a black and white version. If you know the team's history or some of the team's history, you know that the city was one of the original logos they used when they were here in San Francisco. Then they moved to Oakland, and very recently you saw them using the logo, the town, which was a reference to Oakland. New logo will be the Bay.
The whole
so
thing.
So everybody's in on that. And I like it.
I like it too.
I see the point, which is, you know, Oakland lost their team. That's something they had. They felt like it was ours or theirs. And now they're moving across the Bay and they're like, don't cut us out. You know, our football team's leaving us. Our basketball team's leaving us. Our baseball team can't fill the stadium. So the Bay, I actually think works. In my own opinion, I can see they considered it.
Right.
They put a lot of thought into it.
The city, the town, the Bay.
The Bay. Like and it looks good.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's supposed to be the opening where the bridge is supposed to be. The Golden Gate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the two hillsides there.
Right. Coming into the Bay. Right. I wonder, it might really just mean like here's San Francisco, here's Oakland. Just don't put a bridge in. But I like how they put the basketball lines in at the bottom. I think that's really, that's a cool logo. Oh. I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it looks good. So anyway, that's something you can look for online if you want to. We were just talking about you being at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And according to this story, you'll spend less on groceries if you put your phone away.
Why?
So it's interesting just from this standpoint. First of all, none of us want to put our phone away. Second of all, I often have my little list.
My list is on my phone.
On my phone. It's been either texted to me or I've written it out on my little notepad whatever that thing, app is. Yeah, the notepad app.
I just try to put it on paper because I don't want to keep... I don't want to
bring
my phone in.
Opening your phone right.
The only thing I like to bring into the grocery store is my little card. Oh. And I don't like to carry anything.
Well, I pay with my phone, so I need my phone.
You
anyway.
Do?
Yeah, I pay with my phone anywhere I can.
And I usually now I'm using the Whole Foods app, which is on my phone.
Right, so you got to run that through, too.
Anyway, they say the reason's simple. Your phone is distracting and makes you go slower. And the longer we're in a store, the more we buy.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's true.
Let's stop here, but let's buy that.
You walk around, and then especially if you're like, oh, darn. Because, you know, you try to go through there in an orderly fashion, but if you forget something, you go back and you even take another direction. You go, look at that.
Oh, look at this end cap.
Sunscreen's on sale.
Ruffles.
I better try that new stuff.
You just want to shop the corners, not the aisles. The aisles will catch you up every time.
Mm. But all the stuff I need's on the aisles.
You add almost 50% more to your cart when you've got your phone with you.
Mm. Yeah.
So I guess that's just benefiting the grocery stores because no one's leaving their... I do leave my phone in the car, but it's usually because I'm on a stick and move.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get a phone call that says, oh, can you grab...
Right. Nope, I'm already in here.
Cheese.
I'm in line.
I'll get it tomorrow. I'm here every day.
But we need it tonight.
We don't, though.
Did you do the bulk of the grocery shopping?
No. Well, yeah. Yes.
Do you or don't you?
I do. I mean, it's hard to...
John does all of it.
There's a division. I can't say I do. Mm-hmm. Do I do 60%? Probably. Mm. But she does a lot.
Yeah.
The way she does it is different than the way I do it.
How so?
It's delivered to the house. Mm. Or it's e-carded. So it's all put in a.
And then you just can pick it up.
She pulls up into the particular spot, texts them, but lets them. She better not be skidding in the Knob Hill grocery store.
She does that thing where you pull the brake and you go right into the spot.
A little e-brake.
Yeah.
Let me up.
She's got a baby in that car. What's she doing?
Hatchback comes up.
Anyway, you text into the store and they
roll it out.
They roll it out. So we do it differently, but we
get it done.
Well, it's funny.
Go pick up the baby.
Because I have, John does all the grocery shopping, and he said, oh, you know, can you stop at the store? I go, well, I'll just use Instacart. I'll use, you know, whatever the damn thing is. Yeah. And he goes, no, I hate their produce. They don't pick right, blah, blah. He goes, I'll just do it. I'm like, all right.
He's not wrong in that when I go to get, and I don't want to even want her to go get fruit. I am meticulous. I pick it out. I'm picking the right stuff. I want certain things to look certain ways. And
yeah, I just buy a bag of apples.
Yeah, she does the same thing. Oh. She's like, four of these,
cut
five
of
these.
Stuff, right.
I'm like, dude.
If this is a bad spot. I'll cut it right off.
I do the fruits and vegetables. John does everything else.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to pick out good stuff here.
Yeah, I need certain things, yeah.
Well, he's like, you won't get ripe avocados. I'm like, they'll be fine.
No, they won't be fine.
I need
them
for tonight, or I need them
I'm
for tomorrow, not next week.
Mm. He's right.
By the way.
You need avocados?
There's a baby avocado growing on my tree.
Oh,
the
no
first
way.
One.
What does that mean?
It's supposed to take forever for you to get an avocado.
Oh, so this is like a thing.
This is a whole thing.
You have a good tree.
It's supposed to take 7 years.
Huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
I'll send you a picture of it today, Bryn.
How about those tomatoes? I'm going to need some tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, they're coming.
So you got a special tree.
I bought a tree called a cold weather hardy tree. It's the ones with the smooth green outside. Mm-hmm. And there's a little baby. It's like maybe half an inch long.
Did you do that for a reason?
Yeah, because I'm always afraid that a hard freeze will kill an avocado tree.
But look at the weather.
Right. I know.
Oh, so the smooth, it's not that you don't like your avocados to look like scrotums.
I have a scrotum one too. A Haas, I think that is. So I have one of those. There's no buds or anything on that. But this other one has an avocado one. I don't know if it'll make it. You never know, right?
That's exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh my God, if I have my own avocado drink. Hey, Yuzi just said we're out of time.
Is what I have to say more stuff.
Okay, say more stuff. Okay.
Is it weird that I'm like, the missus will go in the back and pull a bunch of strawberries into her shirt. She pulls them and comes in. She's like, look at these strawberries. Mm. And I think, I don't know about those.
Oh God, I sit and eat strawberries out of my garden all the time.
They're in the dirt in our backyard.
Wipe the spider
off. Where it came from.
Is that good?
No, I don't even wash them.
You don't wash them?
No, I pick it and just wipe the dirt off.
Oh, Sarah.
Toss the top into the garden.
What's wrong with you?
I'm living.
You're living.
Here I am.
That ain't living.
It's true.
That's eating dirt.
Yeah, and I pulled the blueberries right off, wiped the spider webs off.
And she lays in spider webs, too. I was like,
lays in spider webs?
There was a chair in your backyard, and I was like, there's spider webs. She's like, no, I got it. And I'm trying to brush it off. And she goes, don't do it.
There's
I got
spiders.
It. And she just sits down on a bunch of webs. I'm like, well, who does that?
Well, I'm not scared of spiders either, but I don't lay in them.
Well, I don't lay in them either. I don't know what
you laid in it. You're like,
I sat down in a chair that had some spider webs in it. Like, who cares if you have spider webs on you? They're not going to kill you.
Well, I know that, but don't
you
want to, like, move it out of the way first before you sit down so it's not all over your hair?
I don't care if it's in my hair. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back.
Out of time. How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.